All right, folks, back for another edition of the podcast we've been doing all season, keeping track of all the numbers, letting you know how I did. Actually, last week was a pretty good week, even though the lock of the week on Sunday, I hit the lock of the week on Thursday, which was the Detroit Lions, the only home team to cover. I went 1-2 on Thursday, which was a little depressing, to be honest with you, and then I hit the college game on Thursday night. But overall in the NFL, I went 4-3. Should have went 4-0 in the NFL on Sunday. I had St. Louis, the Giants, and Cincinnati. And, of course, San Diego was my lock. And with 4th-and-29, the only thing separating me from a win and getting over 500 in my concrete lock. Instead, I sit at 6-7 in the lock. It was tough. 4th-and-29, and, of course, the Ravens get that, win the game. It's good for the Ravens, good for the city. Bad for my concrete lock, so I lose that one. So at 6-7 in my concrete locks. Overall in the NFL, I'm 49-45-2 is where I'm sitting at in my concrete locks. Not too happy with it. I mean, I am over 500, but, you know, over the course of the season, that's not necessarily winning. I am happy with what I've done in college. Last week I went 7-2. 44-41-3. I'd had a rough time at the beginning of the year in college football, but I bounced back. So I'll digress from telling you how I'm doing. Over 500 and everything. Going to hit my lock this week. But here's where I'm at as far as picks. Thursday night, I would make it a concrete lock. I love Atlanta tonight. I can't tell you about the total. I've been picking the side and the total. I don't like the total tonight. It scares me because it's such a high number. I could clearly see it going over, but I could see one of those goofy things where it, you know, you get one drive that stalls and a couple touchdown drives turn into field goals, and before you know it, you're not hitting 56 or 54. You still have a high-scoring game, but it's not covering the total. I like Atlanta in in the NFL. In college football, I'm going to play the Rutgers-Louisville under. Neither offense really explosive. Louisville's quarterback banged up, playing just all banged up. So I think they're going to try to run the ball, alleviate some of the stress. It's a 3.5-point spread, so I don't like that, but I'm going to take the under. Speaking of the unders, in college football on Friday night, I'm going to take the Stanford-UCLA under, and I'm going to take the Northern Illinois-Kent State under. Love those games on Friday night. And on Saturday, I got just three plays for you. I like TCU plus 6.5 against Oklahoma. I like Alabama-Georgia under 51. And I like Baylor to go over the total yet again against Oklahoma State. The total is 87. It's the highest total I've ever seen, and I'm still telling you to take the over because I don't think there's a chance it goes under. It's just these teams can't stop a nosebleed. In the NFL, I actually like quite a few games. Detroit-Indianapolis, I like the over there. I think there's going to be some junk points scored in the second half to take it over the total. Dallas, I like the under there against Philadelphia. I think right now it's around 43, if I'm not mistaken. I like Seattle plus the 3.5 against Chicago. I guess Seattle losing to Miami, not being the greatest road team, and what Chicago did last week has everybody jumping all over them. But I think Seattle can keep it close. So I'll take the 3 in the hook. I like Green Bay. I think they blow out Minnesota, bounce back off their tough loss on Sunday night. And I think Monday night, the Giants and the Redskins goes under the total of 51. Now, I debated back and forth which one of these teams I was going to take for my concrete lock. I like the Denver Broncos minus 8 against Tampa Bay. I think Denver is going to run roughshod over them. I believe Tampa Bay having to go on the road after that tough loss, they'll be down. And Peyton Manning takes care of business against a defense he's very familiar with. And Kansas City is going to be my concrete lock of the week. That's right. The Kansas City Chiefs are playing the Carolina Panthers. The Panthers, on a short week, have to travel to KC, one of the tougher places to play. KC's done a good job against the run. I think they win this game outright. They're a 3-point underdog. I'll gladly grab those 3 points. And I'm taking Kansas City as my concrete lock of the week. Tell me I'm crazy, but I think the Chiefs are the ones that are going to get me back to 500. We'll do it again next week. As always, appreciate you listening.